Today we offer this Mass in a beautiful way to the honor of St. Joseph, Obrero, which is to say St. Joseph the Worker. And it's a great gift to have it here, particularly on a Monday and also at the end of a workday. That the Church in her wisdom, during the earlier part of the last century, saw that there was a movement of socialism and communism that was trying to strike at the Church and trying to pry off her adherence, the faithful Catholics, to this poisonous ideology of communism, of socialism, and how it so upheld the strife and the struggles that modern working persons have, that see, yes, there are these people who want to empower us in these ways, and then not realizing that down the line, the real point was to obliterate any belief in God, any belief in the dignity of the human person, only to see the human person as merely a worker, to see one merely as one who lives out in this material life. But each of you is greatly more than this, more than a cog in a machine, more than just somebody who pushes paper around or makes phone calls or does things upon the farm or housework or whatever. You're not reducible down merely to your productivity or to the pleasures that you have in this life or the difficulties that you experience. There's so much more that goes on with you, and the Church wishes to uphold that great dignity, particularly with this day. This day, May the 1st, was a day which those communists, those socialists, would come together and say that here's a day where we will dedicate to the working man. And so the Church saying that in her wisdom, Pope Pius XII, not yet sainted, sought to reclaim this day. As Catholics always seek to do that. To see that secular or pagan culture holds something as a good, and the Church says, well, let me show you where that good is actually oriented toward. What should it really be lifted up to? What is the dignity of the working person? It's not about merely what one does with one's hands or the profit one's make or what one is able to bring home to enjoy later on. The dignity of the working person is that work does something to sanctify you and I. Here's some politicians saying it's a terrible thing that we have to work. Let's make it to where we don't have to work. That sounds attractive. But let's still see that there's so much more to life than just sitting on your backside watching movies and just wasting your life away. We know this. To look back and to see that I've done something, to see that I've accomplished something, to see that these calluses on one's hand have a meaning behind them. And that's an important thing, too, and that's what the Church wishes to dignify as well during this time. That your work accomplishes something, particularly the work which is most important that each of you have participated in some way, which is building a family. The most important part of work is the ones for whom you work. And so as we're approaching Mother's Day in a short period of time and Father's Day in a month's time, to recognize that that is the most important work. That what you do in providing for your little ones, for caring for them, which is often such a thankless task, is the better part of your work. And that's why our Lord talks about, or rather the Church talks about, that the family is the first school of virtue. And indeed, it's the first seminary that prepares our young men to be priests, and the first place where our young women are taught to be holy religious, the place where our children are taught to be sons and daughters who will grow up to be mothers and fathers themselves, if that's what the Lord's will is, and then to be able to make holy families from that. And so we ask in particular this day that to recognize the dignity of the work that God has given us and granted us to do, to see that each working person has a dignity, whether their work be done out in the fields or behind a desk or in the home. Each one of these tasks sanctify the individuals, but also is done for something which is a higher indeed calling, which is to sanctify that home life, which is there too. Sanctify the person, sanctify the home, the family for which one works, and ultimately to carry on the work for which we've ultimately been ordered toward, which is to sanctify the whole of God's creation, so that transformed by human work might all the more glorify the Lord God. And we'll say a moment more on this as we examine St. Joseph here in a moment in Spanish. José amaba a Jesús como un padre ama a su hijo, y le demostró su amor dándole lo mejor que podía. San José hizo de Jesús un artesano. Le enseñó su propia habilidad profesional. Por eso los vecinos de Nazaret llamarán a Jesús a la vez el artesano y el hijo de artesano. Jesús trabajaba en el taller de José y al lado de San José. Piénselo en esto. ¿Cómo debió del ser José? ¿Cómo debía de hablar la gracia de Dios a través de él para que fuera capaz de completar la tarea de resucitar a Jesús, el Hijo de Dios? Jesús debió parece a San José en su forma de trabajar, en los rasgos de su carácter, en su manera de hablar, el modo de pensar de Jesús, su ojo para los detalles, su manera de sentarse a la mesa y partir el pan, su preferencia por utilizar situaciones cotidianas para enseñar la fe. Todo ello refleja su infancia y la influencia de San José. No es posible ignorar la grandeza de este misterio. Jesús es hombre que habla con el acento de un barrio concreto de Israel que se parece a un carpintero llamado José, que es el Hijo de Dios. En la vida humana, San José fue el maestro de Jesús en su contacto cotidiano. Amaba a su hijo, San José. San José fue feliz negándose a sí mismo tantos placeres personales para cuidar mejor de Jesús. No es razón suficiente para consideremos a este hombre justo, que es la envidia de todos los héroes en la Biblia que vinieron antes, como un maestro de la vida espiritual. La vida interior no es más que una conversación continua y directa con Cristo. Es un camino para llegar a ser uno con Jesús. San José puede decirnos muchas cosas sobre Jesús. Por eso nunca debemos descuidar la devoción a él. Dite a Joseph. Es decir, ir a San José. Como dice la traducción cristiana en las palabras del Antiguo Testamento. San José era un maestro de la vida interior, un trabajador profundamente implicado en su trabajo, un servo de Dios en su continuo contacto con Jesús. Entonces, ite a José. Con San José, el cristiano que trabajaba en una carrera secular, aprende lo que significa pertenecer a Dios y vivir rectamente entre los demás hombres. Es decir, completar la tarea cristiana de santificar el mundo. Si conoces a San José, encontrarás a Jesús. Si hablas con San José, él te acercará a María. Porque la única tarea de San José en la vida fue mostrar a Jesús como ser un hombre y proteger a María y esta sagrada familia. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.